This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli military claims to have found a 4-kilometer tunnel big enough to drive a car through, stretching from Gaza City to a crossing at the Israel border used by U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants. Reuters' Lisa Bernard.
Chief Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari showed reporters the exit point of the tunnel, located just 100 meters south of the checkpoint at Erez. The Erez crossing is one of the sites Hamas overran on October 7th, killing 1,200 Israelis and taking 240 others hostage. Generally, the tunnels shown to the media by the group or by the Israeli military after their discovery have been narrow and low, designed for single-file movement of gunmen on foot. The tunnel shown by Hagari had shafts plunging vertically downward that he said suggested it was part of a wider network.
Israel's government is facing calls for a ceasefire from some of its closest European allies. Protesters at home also want a ceasefire to free more hostages. A deadly shooting of three hostages who waved the white flag added to concerns about Israel's wartime conduct. Russia and Ukraine launched more than a dozen drones at each other.
The Russian Defense Ministry says in a post on the messaging app Telegram, at least 35 Ukrainian drones were shot down overnight over three regions in southwestern Russia. Also on Sunday morning, Ukraine's Air Force said it shot down 20 Iranian-made Shahed drones launched overnight by Russian troops in southern and western Ukraine, as well as one X-59 cruise missile launched from the country's occupied south. Stepped up drone attacks over the past month come as both sides are keen to show they aren't deadlocked as the war